Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Free advice. Time for some free advice. But you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to take this free advice. You can just do earmuffs. You can just close your ears. You can just turn this off and stop this right now and be like, I don't want your free advice. Take your free advice somewhere else. I'll just go to the end. Better yet, I just won't continue listening. I'll do something else. I'll make better use of my time. I'll find a different way to entertain. Well, if that's your prerogative. That's your prerogative. No judge zone. Don't worry. Definitely not going to judge you. Not going to judge you at all. However, I'm still going to need that vote. Still going to need that vote. So if you can just go ahead and vote me leader of the mouth breeders, and you can continue and proceed on to doing what it do. Continue and proceed on doing what you do as well. I've had a bunch of roommates. I've had a lot of roommates in my lifetime, and all of them except one had something in common. For the most part, they were either best friends or close friends. Best friend or close friend, except one. And this one falls in a unique category. I may or may not get to it. If I don't get to it, I might have to use my favorite R word. But I don't want to use the R word, so I might cut this a little bit short. I might just end this right now and just get to the point and say what I got to say and keep it moving and hit you with the deuces and hit you with the, yeah, I see you. Good work, kid. Yep. Do all the other things, but my gut, my instincts are telling me we're gonna make it. So no worries here. Don't fret. Hold your horses. I believe that's what they say. Hold your horses, whatever that means. Just do it. All of them had that in common, being a close friend or a best friend. Free advice. Pretty sure you heard this before, but I'm going to say it again. Do not move in or become roommates with your best buddy, your best friend. It's not going to end well. It's going to end badly. It's going to end very, very badly. I'm just going to say there's a 99.7% chance that you're going to end up not friends anymore. Or better yet, you're not going to be best friends anymore. And you're going to talk some of the time. 99.7% of the time, you're going to fall in one of those three categories. Can't say which one. Don't know which one. It's going to fall in one of those three categories. Guaranteed. You can quote me on it. You can challenge me on it. You can say, that's a lie. But you better come with some facts. You better come with some evidence. And I'm not talking about, wait a minute. You're just going to have to come with some facts. Come with the facts. Don't give me your experience. No, your experience. Wait a minute. See, the shiny objects just keep floating around and I'm getting distracted. Shiny object. What was I talking about again? Correction. You can come with your experience, but your experience better be relevant. It better be relevant to the discussion. It better be relevant to the claim. it better be relevant to the 99.7%. If it's not relevant to the 99.7%, I'm just going to say, okay, gotcha, whatever, hit the deuces. Keep it real, kid. Keep it real, kid. So you can go. Don't hold your horses anymore. Keep it moving. Just go. Bye-bye. Au revoir. If you want to remain friends, if you want to remain best friends, if you want to remain close friends, you probably should not move in together. You probably should not be roommates. Learn this the hard way. Learn this the hard way. In fact, one of my regrets that I talked about and one of my regrets that I put out there on the table, I just open up, pull back the curtain, and let you in. Open up, pull back the curtain, and let you in. And vividly, and in detail, extreme detail, discussed one of my regrets. And it was dealing with that situation. So you know, this isn't something that I'm just concocting or coming up with. This is experience. This is experience. Can't say it's scientific evidence. Can't say that, but who believes in science these days? Come on. It's science. Science is goobity guy. It's junk science. It's not real. It's not real. So definitely it's important. It's important if you want to remain besties, if you want to remain BFFs, I'm not going to judge. I'm trying to help you out. That's why I'm saying free advice. If you want to stay that way, don't reside in the same place, because things that you thought was, all right, that's just you being you. It started to get on your nerves. It started to irk you, and just things, one, something happened, things pop off. Then the next thing you know, somebody's walking out with their feelings hurt. Somebody's walking out with their feelings hurt, or somebody's walking out with a hurt, period. But see, I'm not going to bring that back up again. That's already been discussed and handled. Gotta keep it moving. Gotta keep it moving. But I did say there was one exception to, well, it's not necessarily one exception. I did say there was one instance where it wasn't a close friend or best friend, and that ended fine. That ended fine. So if you want to just have a roommate, or just a random, or something like that, and just have it end fine, or maybe it end and you become friends, or maybe it end and things are just glorious, things are just fine, then maybe it shouldn't be somebody, you know. Maybe it shouldn't be a close friend. Maybe it shouldn't be somebody that you or respect at the time, or is well respected. In other words, it shouldn't be somebody, you know. And then things would be cool. Things would be okay. And that's some advice, I believe. I believe that's some advice. And see, the thing is, this one happenstance, this one occasion where I just did not have a close friend or a best friend as a roommate, what had happened was that one time that I talked about where me and my bestie, me and my boy, got in that little scruffle because of the whole birthday thing. And if you can't recall the historical documents where you can just pull it up and just like, oh yeah, I remember the birthday thing. But I'm communicating with you nonverbal right now, and I'm gonna fly and speed through the story nonverbally and keep you up to date so you can be in the know. And if you still not able to communicate nonverbal, there's no excuse now. There is no excuse unless you a noob now, a newbie now, and this is your first, maybe second day or first or second time, then I'm going to throw my hands up and I'm going to say, it's all right, it's okay. But if it's not, hey, it is on you. I would say tap the person next to you and inform them, but there's no guarantee that they can help you out either. But it just chill and stare out into space, stare out into the, and do nothing. All right. I'm done with my nonverbal here. If you didn't get it, that's on you. Definitely not on me. That is on you. Well, it was that time where the whole birthday thing, scruffle, all that took place. Well, I had to get another roommate at the time. Yeah, of course, another roommate. That roommate obviously moved out. That roommate obviously had to go. That roommate obviously didn't feel safe. I didn't feel safe. Nobody felt safe. So it was best for us to just go our separate ways. So us going our separate ways, he went his way. I stayed and went mine. Therefore, I needed somebody to replace. I needed somebody to replace and see after this, after all the experience, after so many things, so many close friends and so many good friends I had as roommates, and things just ended poorly. The light bulb came on. The light bulb came on saying the next roommate from here on out, the next roommate now, or my last roommate now, is going to be somebody that I don't know. It's going to be somebody that I have no clue, nothing about, no, not anything about. That was the road I was going down. That's what my gut feeling was telling me to do. That was what my intuition was telling me to do. No, it can't be somebody you know, because it just don't work out. I didn't want to think about it. I didn't think about it. I didn't even just come up with the conclusion. I just felt something from deep inside, and I just went with it. I felt something from deep inside, and I just went with it. So what I did, I put an advertisement out there. I put an advertisement online. I put an advertisement everywhere. Roommate wanted, and just put all of my information in, like, then I started getting phone calls, people started to come by, and hey, it was one person that was eager to become my roommate. It was one person that was eager to become my roommate. So I talked to her. We went out, conversated to see the chemistry, to see if things was just right. And I just went with my gut feeling. My gut feeling told me, this is it. This is the one. She's the chosen one. She's the chosen one. So I went with that. I went with that. And that was intuition. Never let me down. Intuitions never steered me wrong. Intuition always right, because it just do all the things that I want to do, but it does it for me anyway. It does it for me automatically. It does it for me at super duper 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 speed, where it's just second nature. It's just, ooh, okay. You done did all these calculations for me. I don't need to do any of these calculations in my head, because you already done all these calculations, and I just can just sit back and chill, and I can just sit there and just soak it all in. Soak it all in and just give me this experience. And I don't have to think and do all of the mathematics and the sciences and the legit logics and all the other stuff that smart people do. All the other things that smart people do. Yeah, they're smart, not our smart or my smart or your smart. They're smart. They're smart. Sorry, but I don't need to be in a special club to say I'm smart. Sorry, I don't want to be in a special club to say the club is smart. I'll pass on that one. I'll pass. And yes, that's me waving, saying I will pass. But you already knew that, because we're cool like that. Intuition didn't let me down.
me, and I'm not going to say her name. Yeah, we were friends. We became friends after living together. There was nothing bad took place. Nothing weird and strange happened. I did get a chance to meet her family, her parents, and all of that stuff. Because, you know, hey, moving in would never can be too safe. Gotta know everybody. Have to know everybody just in case something does go wrong. You know who to call. Just in case something goes wrong, you know what to do. Just in case something go wrong, you know how to make it go right. Cross your T's and dot your I's. Get all of that information in. So it was a good time. It was a good time. It was amazing. Baby word. And when we finally like split and went our separate ways, you know, she went on to get married and all of that good stuff. And I went on to get my own place and all of that stuff. Hey, guess what? We're still friends today. Hey, guess what? We're still cool today. And you know why? Because going into the situation, we were not friends. Going into the situation, we wasn't close. Going into the situation, I didn't even know who she was. I didn't know her. She didn't know me. We didn't know each other. We were not close. But the people that I did get a room with, the people that I did have close relations to, like close friends, and we ended up being roommates, it ended poorly. It ended badly. It ended with either us not talking, not being friends, or just hate each other. Not actual hate. And yes, that's air quotes. I know you can see me. My little digits are going up and down. Hate. So not really hate, but dislike. Dislike each other now. And those were people that were besties, BFFs, close friends, all of that stuff. Yay! Not anymore. 99.7%. The one person that was a stranger, the one person that I didn't know, stranger danger. No, wasn't stranger danger. It was stranger. Everything's good. Stranger, we are friends now. Stranger, I know you. You know me. We are cool. And intuition made it happen. That gut feeling. It steered me down the right path. It steered me down the right direction. I don't know what took place or what would have happened if I would have just thought about it and rationalized and like, you know what? I'm going to get another friend on board. You know what? I'm going to get somebody real close to move in this spot. It could have been really, 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 really bad. It could have been really, really bad, but not as bad as MLB. Not as bad as MLB. Come on, MLB. You got your mojo back. You got the good thing going. Please don't mess it up. Don't put no shot clock in. Well, not actual shot clock, but don't put no timer in the game. We like you because you are natural. We like you because you are you. You are original. And then all you old writers out there, you know who you are. You're talking about don't put the steroid guys in the Hall of Fame. Wait a minute. Don't you have worse people in the Hall of Fame? Don't you have people that hate other people for certain reasons? And yay, those certain reasons, we know, you know, everybody know those reasons, but they're in the Hall of Fame. Not everybody's a good person. Not everybody's a good human being, but you got a lot of bad human beings in the Hall of Fame. But now you're going to keep the steroids guys out because they were doing what everyone else did at the time. And hey, how do you know who wasn't doing it at the time? Come on, MLB. Don't let these writers, don't let these people trick and fool you into thinking that it's okay. Do hang out. Get with the people you don't know that you don't know.